Hi there. Welcome to Service Notes. I'm your host, Reena Brambat. And if you have ever wondered what really happens behind the scenes in IT service management, well, you're in the right place. We're talking tech, transformation, and the occasional, oh no, the system is down moments. Expect real experts and maybe a little fun along the way. Whether you're deep into IT service management or just curious, grab a coffee or water will do. And let's dive in. Hit that play button. Let's do this.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Service Notes, a podcast where we dive into the stories, struggles, and success behind the service management world. This episode is extra special. I'm joined by Priyanka, who wears, so many hats. She is a platform architect for ServiceNow. She has years of hands-on experience. She started out her career right out of her college into a management program. Apart from technical wisdom and talent, she's also a creative soul, a painter, and I was totally blown away by the work which I saw. So if you're following us on YouTube, you'll be able to see that. Her journey is full of bold moves, unexpected turns, and moments of growth that will resonate with anyone who has ever doubted themselves or have dared to dream big. In these episodes, we are going to be talking about her career path, her love for building meaningful community, and dive into the art of creating a balance between creativity and career. So grab your drink, let's get this started, because I guarantee you, this is the one you would want to come back and listen to it again and again. So let's welcome Priyanka.
How do you stay updated with the latest trends and advancement in the tech industry?
So for me, it's, because it's been many years, I kind of also pick and choose. I really like reading.
Okay.
So I have subscribed to a lot of newsletters. In general, if there is something new happening out there, then I just go, search and read about it. I would also say reach out to people. If you see that somebody is doing something that interests you, shoot them a message on LinkedIn. And now when I touch that, I remember that because I get a lot of messages on LinkedIn, but don't say hi. So there is a website, it's called nohello.com. And everybody who's listening, I would really urge them to go and read nohello.com. If I explain, it's a big thing, but basically, you saying hello gives the other person nothing.
Okay.
So ask, go for it, write what you really want. And then the other person will respond. Because they have their life going on, office, busy meetings and busy schedules. If you actually put what you want, they might come back. If you just put a hello, maybe not. So I reach out. And, this has been something that I've worked upon. I'm not an extrovert, so I had to work on this. But now I think I can reach out and just ask people, because you're curious. You see somebody doing something you want to do, or you see somebody being there where you want to be, get in touch with them.
Right. Yeah, and it makes sense, I think. Yeah, and that's like kind of a super simple and very useful, just, I guess, typing hello or typing hello with the intentional message. You're doing the same thing, but the other one is like more practical and likely to get respond back and helps you to get what you want. So yeah, I think I'm going to remember that. I think I have dropped some hellos. Now I wonder why I never heard back.
Yeah, so I've also been there. There are now articles on cold emails, like how do you write cold emails? So just like write a cold DM. And if you don't want a cold, if you want to be warm, then I also read it somewhere to make it genuine. Don't ask how are you doing at the beginning of the message.
Okay.
Because it sounds like you are asking that not genuinely, but that's because you want to get some work done. So first write your ask.
Okay.
Then you write, how are you? So that you got your work done, but then you are taking the time to really ask the other person how they are doing or, anything.
Right.
So this is what I follow. And I think it helps.
Yeah, no, definitely. But in America, it's so second nature. It's like, hello, how are you? You don't even wait for, when I was new here, I thought I'll never be that person who's just like, hello, how are you? And then don't. Now I do that. And I'm like, it's strange. I have one question about AI. What are your views on AI and where do you think it's going to take us?
I think it has become, the necessary evil is a wrong word, but
it's not a wrong word. I mean, it's a word.
I mean, I don't know what the future of AI is going to be, let's say 200, 300 years. I am, you know, hopeful and positive about it. One thing, so recently I was in this Put AI to Work Summit by ServiceNow. And so one of the leaders shared a vision that, you know, whether you want it or not, whether you like it or not, AI is not even in the future, it's here. Now, how can we make ourselves capable of handling it? It's like any other thing that happens with your life as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
If something bad has happened or, you know, good has happened, it's not going to go back to how you were in the past.
Right.
The best you can do is to enable yourself to handle it. So I think, you know, that is something that has helped me. And the first thing that comes in there is use it in your daily life. Like have the Chat GPT or the DeepSeek or whatever you like app on your phone.
Is DeepSeek available in India?
Yeah, it's a, I do
oh,
have
really?
It on my.
Okay.
So, yeah, people are not getting, I mean, even if they have requested for it, they're not getting it because I think the demand is too high.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, if you try enough, you'll get it. So the thing is, I would say using it in your daily life, it's very easy also, right? Like it's not even typing now. You can just tap the mic button and then just
talk to
say
it.
What you want. Also using it in, I'm not getting the time, but I actually want to automate my content posting using AI. So there are different free tools available in the market.
Okay.
So especially if you're in this profession, researching a little bit and trying to use it in your daily life, because once you use, you will know, you know, what are the things that are not there yet and what it can do really well.
Right.
And I have seen a very significant amount of time reduction in my work.
Yes.
Initially, that wasn't there. So what I do is I go to an AI.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say if I have to write on a topic. Mm-hmm. I free flow. And then I write everything that I know about it.
Okay.
And then, so I begin with, you know, write or rephrase this for me. Then I write whatever I have. Then I write basically how do I want the AI to phrase it. And then how do I want the AI to better it. Like all the words or put it in different paragraphs. And then let's go paragraph by paragraph. If you ask it, it'll do it.
Very
so I
true.
Think using it is a must in today's day and time because it's going to stay there. You better use it to your advantage.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like it. I like it. And I guess listening to you, it sounds like you're at the phase where you're using it, you're experimenting it. You're going to kind of make a decision where you will implement, where you may not, because sometime maybe it can just churn out a crap that is not likable by you. Therefore, you wouldn't use it, you know, to publish it. Like that happens, you know, sometime when I kind of, I write a lot of blogs for our companies, so I will use AI, but like sometime it'll be like, oh my God, this is so yucky. And I have to say, tamp it down, mate. You know, keep it simple.
AI is still not in a place where you can believe it.
Yeah.
That's for sure. So
it's
even
like
if
you're over-enthused, like, no way, it's not, everything's not that wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to have to proofread it. So I was asking for some festival date or something. It's always open on my browser. So I just asked and then I was on call with my mom and I told her and she was like, no, this was the date last year. And then she was right. That was the date last year. I was AI is telling me that's the date this year.
Yeah.
So, you know, now this is a very small thing.
Yes.
It's not a big answer. But
yes.
Even that can be wrong.
Yes.
So you can use it, yes. But of course, you know, proofreading is something that's necessary. It's not.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to validate. You have to validate. You can't just. Yeah. And you know what? I noticed that in India, when I was using Google and I wanted to go to a place and I wanted to know whether they had like a ride where you can go on the mountain, you know, without having to climb the mountain. And it said yes. And it has like a 50 rupees fees and all that. And then I called and they're like, no, it's a project. It's going to happen in like 3 years down the line. I'm like, Google is so not right here. I'm glad I called because, I think that happens with any kind of data search. You have to validate. This episode of Service Notes is sponsored by 24 Trainings. Check out their service management training classes at www.24trainings.com.